Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this entire half hour, we're going to continue to feature songs that missed it by that much, only made it to number 2 on the United States Billboard charts. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Smokey Robinson, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up, the Jackson 5. Well, the Jackson 5 were the most popular act ever to come from Gary, Indiana. The spellbinding act had been polished to a glistening sheen by Papa Joe Jackson and Little Michael Jackson, 11 years old at the time that the first song, I Want You Back, topped the charts in 1969, was a born showman whose pint-sized flying feet could challenge the likes of James Brown. Those obvious attributes render it surprising that Michael and his siblings were first put on hold by the label's power to be. Finally, Bobby Taylor, a Bobby in the Vancouvers, convinced Berry Gordy to give the Jackson 5 a try, and he never looked back. Here's the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
She's a dancing machine.
Dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Make it. me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine. You can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it.
Ceiling, a number two song from 1986. Before that, Stevie Wonder's number two with For Once in My Life, and that was from 1968. And we started with the Jackson 5 Dancing Machine, number two from 1974. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that missed it by that much, only made it to number two on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a number two song from Gladys Knight and the Pips, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, producer Norman Whitfield handed Gladys I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It was a marriage made in heaven. She recalled that Norman gave us the track, and we took the track home. We rehearsed the damn thing night and day, morning and night. We took her on the road with us, and the whole time, until we molded the song the way we wanted to with our own creativity. Then we took it back to Norman one day, and he said, "How you coming with that song I gave you?" And we went over to the studio that day at Motown, and we sung it for him. We put the tape recorder on, and we sung what we had on there. And he said, "Good God, get me a studio right now." The song went to number one year later with Marvin Gaye. But here's Gladys Knight and the Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Be the first to say goodbye.
A pair of songs from Gladys Knight and the Pips. That was Neither One of Us Wants to Say the First to Say Goodbye. And that reached number 2 from 1973. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a number 2 tune from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature songs that only made it to number 2 on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, Smokey Robinson on his own in 1981 had a number 2 tune with Being With You. Well, in 1972, Smokey left the Miracles to record on his own and to spend more time with his wife, Claudette. Well, Claudette had toured with the group until a series of miscarriages forced her off the road in the mid-1960s. Robinson continued, at this time, in his duties as a Motown vice president, and he worked frequently with many of the other groups, including the Miracles. While Smokey has always been a popular concert attraction, his record sales during the 1970s fluctuated, and it wasn't until 1979's song called Cruisin' that Robinson again enjoyed mass success. Well, here he is from 1981, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm gonna beg you to stay.
song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Because the doggone girl is mine.
I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time. Because she's mine,
the doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
Tell
you I'm the one for her. Cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine.
The doggone girl is mine.
Don't waste your time.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
Michael, we're not going to fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she says she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
No.
Michael Jackson, with the only number two song he ever had, and that was recorded on the Epic label in 1982 called The Girl Is Mine. Before that, we started with Smokey Robinson with Being With You, a number two tune from 1981. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this entire hour, we've been featuring songs that missed it by that much. Yes, songs that only reached number two on the United States Billboard charts. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website is information on your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that stream and carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.